Thank you. This special meeting of the Board of Directors is resumed. The time is now 1:30 on April the 30th, 2009. Let me just say that we do have a resolution, which we believe is also a resolution of the long-standing, long-discussed budget issues for the FY10 budget at Metro Vermonta. I do want to add at the outset, however, it's taken us quite a long time, but I don't want people to think that all this time we have been engaged in this necessarily, because there have been periods of long delays where various jurisdictions had to be consulted with. And so this is less prolonged than it looks. And I just want to make that clear, because in fact, our discussions about this were far less than the total time that we have spent out of the room. But we do have a proposed resolution, and I will move the resolution. It is before you. This resolution provides a solution to the remaining gap which we had to deal with, which was the $29 million gap. Reduced to essentials, the $29 million remaining gap is going to be covered in one of two ways. First, by additional subsidies from the jurisdictions. And that amount of subsidy support is going to be impacted by the second leg of this, which is the fact that there are going to be some bus service reductions. And there's going to be some express bus fare increases. These matters are covered, are detailed on the second page of the resolution, so that we have various changes occurring in the state of Maryland, some changes occurring in the city of Alexandria, and some previously agreed to changes occurring but noted as insofar as Arlington. There are no bus service or other reductions in the District of Columbia. And the way this is being handled is through the use of the current operating reserve, and we're using $13 million from that reserve in order to either reduce the subsidy levels paid by the jurisdictions or reduce the service reductions that would otherwise be required. All of the jurisdictions are somewhat favorably impacted by this use of the operating reserve. The state of Maryland will continue to have a $9 million subsidy enhancement. It will have also approximately $2.5 million in service reductions, which by far is the largest service reduction in the metropolitan area. And using the operating reserve, for the current operating reserve, we're able to address these issues. Now, let me just conclude by saying that we have every reason to believe that the current operating reserve will be replenished to a very substantial, in a very substantial part, if not entirely, by the end of this year, this fiscal year. Am I right, Mr. Cato?
Our current plans are that the majority of that would be replenished by the end of the year.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Cato, before proceeding with the members of the board, is there anything you wish to add?
No, just want to thank the board for all the hard work you put into this, and I'd like to thank the public for their input. As a result of that public input, that really this is the direction that we're taking.
Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no?
No.
Okay, then we would record Mr. Zimmerman is voting no, and the balance of the board voting yes.
Did you record a second?
I thought I did. You seconded.
I did second.
Mr. Benjamin, did you record Mr. Benjamin's second to the motion? Okay, good. There being no further business to come before us, this special meeting of the Board of Directors on April the 30th, 2009 is now adjourned. Thank you.